Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel on the eve of 76th Republic Day. Among them, four Nagaland police officials were awarded the prestigious President's Police Medals and one gallantry award from the paramilitary force. Assistant Commandant Imtiakum Pongan was awarded the President's Medal for Distinguished Service, while additional SP Shoka Kaketo, Sub-Inspector Zasile Angami and Naik Metsirovi Sakre were awarded the medal for meritorious service. In recognition of his exemplary bravery, extraordinary leadership and selfless sacrifice, Assistant Commandant Ishen Thang Kikon of the 4th Assam Rifles was awarded the Shaurya Chakra. Ishen Thang was awarded for his brave actions on August 5, 2024 in Manipur. Leading a column to intercept armed miscreants, Kikon demonstrated remarkable professionalism, neutralizing a threat and ensuring the safe evacuation of apprehended militants. The centre on Saturday announced 942 service medals, including 95 for gallantry for personnel of various central and state police forces. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw interacted with special guests for the 76th Republic Day parade at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. He said all the special guests were mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program for working tirelessly for the society. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that Prime Minister Modi has spread the inspiring work being done by people through his Mann Ki Baat program.
मन की बात के जरिए से समाज में जो बहुत अच्छा काम होता है और समाज के लिए उपयोगी कार्य जो होता है उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दुनिया भर में पहुंचाने की बहुत बड़ी संकल्प लिया है, बहुत बड़ा एक यज्ञ कर रहे हैं। आज मन की बात में जिनका उल्लेख हुआ है वो सभी आज यहाँ सम्मिलित हुए, बहुत अच्छा लगा सबसे मिलके, उनकी बात सुन के और किस तरह से प्रधानमंत्री जी के उल्लेख से उनके जीवन में एक नई प्रेरणा आई वो आज जान के अच्छा लगा।
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that the central government is making every possible effort to empower and prosper farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers who were specially invited by the government on the 76th Republic Day in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the importance of modern agricultural techniques and said that technology is being used to address farmers' issues. The union minister stressed the implementation of the farm-to-consumer model, whose objective is to enable farmers to directly sell their produce to consumers, reducing the role of intermediaries and ensuring maximum profits for farmers. Center has officially notified the implementation of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. Government had introduced Unified Pension Scheme in August last year as an option under the National Pension System for central government employees. The scheme will come into effect from 1st April this year. The notification issued on Saturday stated that UPS shall be applicable to central government employees who are covered under the National Pension System and who choose this option under NPS. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, who also serves as the minister in charge of the Home Department, has condemned the shooting incident that occurred within the premises of the District Forest Officer's office in Zuneboto, which resulted in damage to a government vehicle. Mr. Patton stated that such incidents have no place in society and must be strongly condemned by all. He further urged law enforcement agencies to apprehend the culprits at the earliest and ensure they face appropriate punishment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally today at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme for this year's NCC PM rally will be Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.